Hello, this is Mark Tussey. I'd like to welcome you to the June 2011 OpEx Leadership Podcast. This month, we're continuing our series, How Not to Be Lean, and I'd like to kick off part two of the series with a little story. A few years ago, I was leading a lean transformation project in a large organization where they had, some time before we began our project, started one of those advanced problem-solving technique programs. You know the type. Where you learn the statistical analysis tools, design of experiments, and other advanced methods. The company was trying to develop a group of elite problem solvers. Now, these were good people, and they were learning some very effective tools. As a matter of fact, I'd used many of the tools myself during my time at Toyota. However, we started to notice some things that weren't very consistent with what we would consider operational excellence in a lean transformation. For example, the elite problem-solving group was isolated from everyone else. They were a long way from the shop floor, and as a matter of fact, they were over in a corner, isolated even from the other offices in the plant. Secondly, their projects were seldom, if ever, based on the shop floor performance in the plant. Secondly, the problems they selected seldom directly attacked the shop floor performance issues. Now, this isn't meant to be a criticism of the people or the problems that they selected to work on. It's more of an observation that the problems and issues that were coming up out on the shop floor every day weren't being addressed by this elite problem-solving group or by anyone else. The issues that kept them from meeting their targets in safety, quality, delivery, and cost weren't being tracked, weren't being attacked, and weren't being put to bed. In other words, from a lean transformation perspective, there was no Gemba problem-solving activity, there was no transparency on the shop floor, there was no one coming up with countermeasures to the everyday problems that were keeping people from performing their best. In another project I joined after they were well on their way on their lean transformation, they were already documenting performance and performance issues out on the shop floor. The operators would write down how they had performed that day and what problems had arisen that kept them from performing better. Now, there were no countermeasures written on this board, only the problems themselves. So I asked one of the operators, what happens with this information? You've written down these problems. What's the next step? He told me that the designated problem solver comes out, writes down these problems, takes them away, and then they'll try something later to improve the situation. I didn't push further because I could see where this was going. This was going to a meeting room type problem solving, again, lacking some Gemba, and also not including the operators in the problem solving method and the problem solving activities. Now, if I contrast this with Toyota and some world-class lean transformation projects I've been involved in, one of the first things that jumps out at me is in the world-class lean transformation projects and at Toyota, everyone, not just designated problem solvers, not just the elite problem solving group, is involved in solving problems every day. They have the right shop floor management system. They have the right problem solving method. They have the right organization structure in place so that everyone can contribute to performance improvement. When I speak of the right shop floor management method, I'm talking about transparent visual management, local performance measuring and problem solving. The workplace operators track their own performance on a daily basis. They document the issues that keep them from meeting their performance, and they work together to come up with countermeasures to solve those problems and improve that performance. By the right problem solving method, I mean a standardized scientific method, PDCA based, that everyone can understand and practice. It's very important that the entire organization have a common method and a common language to use when they're talking about problem solving. Examples are A3 thinking, the Toyota 8-step method from the Toyota business practice. All of these things are easy to learn, easy to communicate, and are basically scalable to add more complex tools and more complex measurement methods as the problems require. Lastly, the right organization is an organization of people who can collaborate with the workplace operators, the shop floor teams, to help them solve problems that they don't have the capability of solving themselves. This would be engineering. This could be maintenance or skilled trades. This could be quality specialists and so forth. It's very important that these people meet with the operations group on a daily basis, discuss performance, and support them to solve the problems that keep them from meeting performance targets. To summarize, I was once told by a former colleague who was developing a black belt program at a major university that 85% of problems that are experienced in a production environment every day don't require the advanced tools of a black belt program to solve them. Now, I've used a lot of those advanced techniques myself over my career, and they are very, very useful, very beneficial to an organization. But my experience with operationally excellent organizations shows me that they get the most bang for their buck by attacking those 85% of problems through employee engagement using transparent visual management systems, scientific, standardized problem-solving methods that everyone can understand, and the right organization structure that provides collaborative support to the operations folks on a daily basis. Thanks for listening to the June 2011 edition of the OpEx Leadership Podcast. To learn more, visit my website at www.opexleadership.com, or you can drop me an email at info@opexleadership.com. Until next month, this is Mark Tussey. Thanks again.